Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
It's the Friday edition of the North Shore Drive podcast. All offseason long, we've been getting you ready for Steelers football, and it's here. Preseason football, but it's going to be a good one. We'll talk about what to expect from the offense, what are some surprise players, and we're going to do a special preseason fantasy draft between me and Brian to see who can get the most stats from the players that they pick on a fun episode of the North Shore Drive podcast from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Chris Carter, Brian Batko coming at you. Let's get into it. You are now listening to the North Shore Drive Podcast, a show on all things Pittsburgh sports from the writers of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, hosted by Christopher Carter. Hello, welcome to the North Shore Drive podcast from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. I'm your host, Chris Carter, here today with Brian Batko, one of our esteemed Steelers beat writers here at the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Remember, you can get all of our Post-Gazette content at post-gazette.com, all of our written stuff there, but you can get all of our podcast stuff on our podcasting apps and on YouTube. Like this video if you enjoyed it. Subscribe to this channel to get all of our daily content that comes out from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, as well as the Monday, Wednesday, Friday episodes of the North Shore Drive podcast. Brian, I know you've got some other things going on in your personal life on Friday night, but it's still got to be good to like know that there's some actual football to be evaluated. And we're now we don't just have to solely rely on practices and stuff like that.
Yeah, I won't be in Tampa. Jerry Dulac will be there for us, but having a little party for my daughter's first birthday, but obviously it's going to be on in the living room. So, it's going to end DVR'd, of course, but it might be a good excuse to get away from family and sit in front of the TV and watch, you know, Tanner Morgan drop back and sling that thing.
Let's go, Tanny Mo. We'll get to some of those guys a little bit later here, but let's lead off with the most important thing here. And that's everyone's raring to see what Kenny Pickett and this offense look like after a full season together, after a full offseason together, all of the talk we've given in training camp. I know there's probably a lot of people that are like, man, I've been listening to y'all talk about this stuff. I can't get out to Latrobe because I live in California or I live wherever I can. I don't got time to go out there. And so I'm ready to see these guys do it. Brian, what is your expectations for, one, how Kenny Pickett and this offense will be used in this first preseason game, and two, how you think they'll perform?
Yeah, I mean, we didn't get much intel on that from Mike Tomlin on Wednesday. It seemed like the conversations between him and his staff and, you know, I guess whoever else is involved in those decisions, maybe the players too, it seems like they're going to come at a later date. So hard to say. I'm not really sure. And it seems like he might, you know, want to see a certain amount too. So it might depend on how that offense fares. But, I mean, I would think that you're going to see Kenny Pickett for a possession or two. Again, if they go down and score on the first one, maybe he'll yank them like he used to do with Ben Roethlisberger back in the day. But if it's a little sloppy or if they go three and out, I could easily see the QB go back out there. And the other thing, too, that I'll point out, Chris, is, the first team offensive line has worked almost exclusively with Kenny Pickett. But obviously Mitch Trubisky is a pro, too. So you could see a scenario where Pickett's pulled first or Najee Harris is pulled first or vice versa. But the first team offensive line stays in a little bit longer to get some cohesion. I think they played, more than the rest of the starters on offense last year in the preseason. So it's hard to say. I mean, it's still kind of new to Mike Tomlin and company how to approach this three preseason game schedule. And it'll be another data point for us going forward when we see what he does tonight.
Yeah, certainly, I agree with you on that point. There's a lot out there that we don't know is going to happen. So we can project as much as we want here, what we think they might do. But it's also, you know, we got to remember this is a different time for the Steelers. You know, Mike Tomlin, when he had a young Ben Roethlisberger, they operated a little bit differently. I remember there was a 2008 preseason game against the Vikings where he felt the offense hadn't done enough. And he said, go back out there again after the first quarter. And then Ben Roethlisberger threw a touchdown. He was like, all right, now you can come off the field. I imagine it's going to be something closer to that. Like, I don't think that even if they get one touchdown in the first drive, I think he wants to see Kenny Pickett process things and go through things here a little bit. Now, he also doesn't want to get anybody hurt. He wants to make sure that he protects his guys, because that's something the Steelers have been very mindful of after how they started last season with T.J. Watt, Najee Harris, Alex Highsmith, and a number of other guys dealing with injuries at the start of the season. But certainly something to consider there. But, Brian, we've seen Kenny Pickett build chemistry with all of his receivers. We've seen the offensive line kind of come together a little bit here against this Buccaneers defense, which who knows who all will be starting with it, but this is a Buccaneers team that's been a little bit depleted. They're post Tom Brady era, which means in post Super Bowl era. So that they're kind of like, you know, reeling a little bit as an organization. Do you expect this offense to actually light it up on the first drive or to see a touchdown or two from Kenny Pickett in the first team?
Yeah, I think they'll come out hot. You know, they've been playing well the last few days in camp. It seems like they're starting to click a little bit in practice. That doesn't always translate to a game. But, I mean, the Tampa Bay defense that starts out there too, I mean, they're going to have some jitters as well. I'm sure they'll have a lot of young players, unproven guys in that lineup. So you should want to see a pretty efficient attack from the Steelers offense with players who have been there and done this before. You know, really no rookies will likely feature prominently on the offense, at least not right now with Broderick Jones running on the second team. So, if I had to predict, and it's hard to do that, but I think they will get off to a nice start down in Tampa. And the other thing too that I'll say, Chris, I mean, even if you see Kenny Pickett for say two or three series, I don't think you'll see that much of Deontay Johnson or Najee Harris. Even if Isaac Seumalo or Chukwuma Okorafor, they could get pulled out of the first team offensive line and, you know, plug in a Nate Herbig or something like that and see what they've got, along with the players who they might need to see a little bit more of, like a Dan Moore.
No, I agree there. What about the defensive side real quick? Just a real quick thought here. Do we even see guys like T.J. Watt, Cam Hayward, or Minkah Fitzpatrick? Or do those guys just – you are on the bench. You're not even being called upon. Like, the most you might see is a drive with Alex Highsmith and Larry Ogunjobi, and then they get yanked, and then the rest of the guys go out there.
I think it's going to be a skeleton crew on defense. I really do. Yeah. I know Mike Tomlin said all healthy players are scheduled to play, but, you know, he chooses his words carefully. Scheduled to play doesn't mean going to play. So
right.
He could easily come into that, you know, post-game presser Friday night and just say, yeah, you know, Hayward, Watt, Fitzpatrick, Highsmith, they were all good enough to go. But we just, you know, we wanted to see the other guys get some reps. And, you know, we'll evaluate that decision going into the second preseason game. So maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he'll break from what he did last year and he'll, you know, airmail everybody into the regular season and not play them in game three of the preseason. That's why I said we're not entirely sure yet what Tomlin's going to do in the second year of this setup for exhibitions. He probably is still trying to feel his way around that as well. And what he likes, what he thinks is best. And he even said on Wednesday too, it just depends on the group specifically and, you know, not just the experience level of a particular unit, but maybe what he has and hasn't been able to see so far in camp from certain players. So it's, you know, it'd be nice if we get one of those big long lists of who is and isn't dressed out, but I don't know that the Steelers will do it that way and might just have to rely on those eyes in the sky up there in the press box at Raymond James Stadium who have binoculars and are telling us who is and isn't warming up.
Absolutely. It's going to be interesting to see who is and isn't warming up when Jerry Dulac's reporting that before the game. But there's going to be a lot to process there. We've talked a little about guys you do know. We're going to talk about the guys that you probably don't know enough of. And whereas we do, because we're at training camp all the time, we're going to break down some of the guys that maybe aren't as popular to talk about who we think will get some bigger roles in this first preseason game. We'll talk about that here on the other break here of the North Shore Drive podcast. Chris Carter, Brian Batko from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette breaking things down. But first, I want to remind you, this show is sponsored by Savinus Cain & Gallucci. They're mesothelioma and asbestos lawyers with over 85 years of experience. If you want that experience on your side, when you need some help, call them to get a free consultation right now at Savinus Cain & Gallucci. Yeah. Back here on the North Shore Drive podcast, Chris Carter, Brian Batko, breaking things down for you for the Steelers' first preseason game in action we see Friday night in Tampa Bay. Now, Brian, we talked about, we named a lot of the starters and the guys that everyone's looking for, even some of the backups like Broderick Jones, who everyone's looking for. But let's talk about some guys that maybe fans, if fans haven't been paying as much attention to the highlights of training camp, who they need to look out for. Who are some guys on offense that people should make sure that they know who their number is and that you think might poke their head out and make themselves seen a little bit more?
Yeah, I guess we'll start with the receiving core. I think Cody White has had a nice camp. I mean, he's played in games before for the Steelers, but you know, we haven't seen a lot of him. He's mainly been a practice squad guy since he signed here in 2020. His dad, Sheldon White, is the team's director of pro scouting, but you know, if Cody White, the younger White, makes this team, I don't think it'll be for nepotism or anything like that. He's had a really strong string of performances in Latrobe. He's worked with really all three quarterbacks. He's been elevated to first team reps at times when Deontay Johnson isn't working and Allen Robinson isn't working. So number 15, Cody White, I think is somebody who could make a lot of catches and be reliable in these preseason games. And another one that I'll give you is number 82, Des Fitzpatrick. I don't think he has nearly as much of a chance to make this team, but he's been productive and he's been pretty steady and solid when thrown to in camp. He's a undrafted guy out of Louisville. I forget which team he was with on their practice squad last year, maybe the Titans, but he was productive in college in the ACC, and he's somebody else who he could make some catches for guys like Mitch Trubisky, Mason Rudolph, or Tanner Morgan, the undrafted quarterback, if he gets into any of these games.
No, I agree. I'm interested to see Tanner Morgan. I got to say, Tanner Morgan has looked good in camp. Like, he could be pushing to start someday, but like good as in sense, like, I think he kind of reminds me of like Devlin Hodges. I think better than Devlin Hodges in training camp. Just again, I'm not saying he's lighting it up, but like he's looked like a competent fourth arm. And I can't tell you how many years we've seen a fourth arm in camp that's just been like a dud, like no fun to watch when he's in. Just turn around, do something else because it's not going to do much. But Tanner Morgan, like he throws on the money. And I even see him like he's when other guys are running the offense, I see him like behind them practicing the motions, going through things. Even though this man, he doesn't have a chance to make this roster, it seems like he's putting in some good effort. So I think that's refreshing to see. Let's flip to the defensive side here real quick. Who are the defensive players that people need to be watching out for that they might not know if they haven't been keeping up with camp?
I think an obvious one is number 41, safety Kenny Robinson. He's also been working with pretty much every unit, first string, second string, third string. He's been taking a lot of reps at safety because of all the injuries there. Mike Tomlin has noticed that and given him a couple of shout outs. And not only has, you know, he hasn't just been taking up space out there in the secondary. He's been picking off passes and, you know, hitting guys and talking a lot of junk. So, I mean, he's a Wilkinsburg native, a Pittsburgh guy who's maybe on his last chance in the NFL, even though he's still relatively young, but he's, you know, he didn't sustain with the Panthers and, you know, we'll see where he goes from here, but he's put himself into the discussion for making this team. And that's not something that I anticipated going into camp because of how deep and experienced that they are at safety. And one other name defensively that I'm going to mention actually happens to be another local player, Nick Kwiatkowski from Bethel Park. He's wearing 53. Again, kind of like Kenny Robinson, there's so many bodies in front of him at inside linebacker, but he's an eighth-year guy. I mean, he's gone through this NFL preseason process before with the Bears, the Raiders, the Falcons. So he could be somebody who is out there in the fourth quarter of a preseason game playing against guys who are going to be driving a UPS truck in a couple months, whereas he's actually made some money in the NFL. So he knows what he's doing. He's physically capable. He's mentally capable. He's a long shot to make the Steelers at this stage of his career, but maybe he'll put some good film out there for another team to be like, this guy still has something left in the tank.
Who's the rookie that you think will attract the most positive attention Friday night? Someone that will make the most plays or maybe have the biggest play out there for people to talk about, whether it's a big block from Broderick Jones, an interception from Porter, a sack from Herbig, or a sack from Benton, or a touchdown from Washington.
I would have said Herbig, but he's got that hip flexor and he hasn't been practicing since he picked up that little minor injury. So I don't know if he's even going to play. He's somebody who has, I think, put himself in position to maybe be a contributor even when the real games come around with how twitchy he's been coming around the edge so far in camp. So that would have been my pick. Joey Porter Jr. also banged up. He's another guy who they might just hold him out of this, especially since he's, you know, basically been playing starter kind of snaps with the first team defense in camp. So, you know, there aren't too many options beyond those two guys. I'll go ahead and go out on a limb and say Keanu Benton makes a play or two at D-line. I mean, I think number one, you know, he could get some reps against some lesser offensive linemen in this setting. And number two, you know, I don't think that he's been super noticeable in camp, but I mean, he's somebody who's done it at a high level in the Big Ten. He might be a gamer who turns it up when the lights go on, and maybe he'll bull rush a center or a guard and get his, you know, get his first kind of professional sack, even though it won't be in the box score that counts.
I feel you on that. There's going to be a lot of interesting ways to see how this plays out and where Mike Tomlin and the Steelers staff wants to stack their guys, because they're going to want to see certain guys a little bit more than others. They want guys to start proving themselves, but they also don't want to get anyone hurt, and they recognize they got two more preseason games after this. The second one should be the one where we see, I think, closer to what the Steelers at full strength will look like during the season. So lots to break down there. We're going to play a fun game in the final segment here. This is Brian's idea. We're going to play some fantasy football, but we're only going to pick Steelers, and we're going to pick one per position and try to pick out who's going to get the best stats coming into this game. Just a fun way to discuss how we think things are going to play out here on the Steelers' first preseason game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Chris Carter, Brian Batko from the North Shore Drive podcast of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. But first, before we do anything else, I want to remind you guys, this show is sponsored by GameTime.co, the number one place to go buy tickets for your favorite events right now near you or anywhere you're going. GameTime is an app that you can download right to your phone to find events anywhere you're at, and they find you fast and easy ways to buy tickets for any events. We're talking sporting events, music events, comedy, theater, anything you can think of that's got tickets. GameTime's most likely going to find you a way to get in there. They give you killer deals on last-minute tickets with their best price guarantee that can't be beat, and you can stop stressing over the tickets and start getting hyped for the fun that you're about to have. Again, download the Game Time app today and you'll get exclusive flash deals on tickets for football games, basketball games, baseball games, concerts, comedy, theater events, anything like that. Game Time is going to help you get those tickets at a great price. And the Game Time best price guarantee means that you'll always get the best price. And if you find tickets from another place in the same section and same row for less at the same event, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference of those prices. Snag the tickets without stress with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account by using code PITTPIT for $20 off your first purchase. Or go to their website, GameTime.co. Terms and conditions apply. Create an account and redeem code PITTPIT for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
We are back here on the North Shore Drive podcast. Chris Carter, Brian Batko, breaking things down here. We're going to have a little bit of fun here. So this could be something that you also play along with us if you're listening to or watching from home, picking out your fantasy team here. Brian, you came up with this idea, and I like this idea. We do this sometimes on the Pit Beat with spring game. We're picking like which, you know, third, and fourth string guys are gonna get the most carries or make the biggest plays. And this is kind of fun because
much like the spring game, preseason football in the NFL, any kind of action just to spice it up a little bit. You know, exactly. The game can get a little boring.
This is going to make it really interesting. We're going to post this on Twitter so that people can follow along as well as far as our teams. The idea here is that, like, if I picked Kenny Pickett's probably going to get a drive to, lucky if you get three. So, like, that's going to be less than most likely a Trubisky or a Rudolph or maybe even a Tanner Morgan if he plays. So it's about strategically picking. Do you want to go for a start if you think they're just going to have a really big play, or do you want to go for backups who you think is going to get the most opportunities to make plays? So we've decided to do this format. We're going to do one quarterback. We're each going to pick a quarterback. We're each going to pick a running back, a wide receiver, a tight end, and then two defensive players. So all in all, six players for each of us that we're going to play here. Brian, I have a quarter on me right here.
All right.
I'm going to flip it in the air. I want you to call it, and I'll see if you get it. You can choose if you want to go first or second.
Okay. Heads.
It is heads. All right. Okay. So it is your choice. Would you like the first pick, or would you like, because we're going to do a snake. So if you get the first pick, I get the next two.
All right. I'm going to give you the first pick so I can be on the turn a little bit here.
Crap. Well, then I got to. I hate you for doing this to me. I'm going to go unconventional here. I'm going to go get Darnell Washington at tight end.
Okay.
Because I think that he's going to get some serious targets in this game. And when we've seen him in training camp, Mike Tomlin has called him out. Like, there was one day where he went like eight times in backs on backers because Mike Tomlin just really wanted to see him block and really wanted to see him work. I think Darnell Washington, he's another guy that's played on first, second, and third team for the Steelers at different points of practice. So I just think he can get some targets. And if he just gets one touchdown ball, those are big points. So I'm going to go with big Mount Washington over there. What's your next two picks?
That's logical. I mean, it's very difficult to predict who's going to catch touchdown passes exactly in preseason games. So I'm going to go running back here and take Anthony McFarland for a couple of reasons. He's been having a good camp. He was productive last year in the preseason. He's a fourth year guy, so he should be able to hit the ground running against, you know, some players who are fresh out of college and have never been in this atmosphere. And the other thing too is I think there's a scarcity at running back in terms of, you know, you'll be able to pick a good player when you take one, but I don't know if I feel great about how much Najee or Jaylen Warren's going to play. And after that, you know, anybody's guess who you're getting. So that's why I'm going with Anthony McFarland there. And coming back, I am going to take – well, I don't need to take a tight end till the end now because you took Darnell Washington. So I guess that wouldn't really make much sense. I'm going to take Gunnar Olszewski. I think he's –
that's a good one.
Yeah, he's – you know, I mentioned Cody White earlier, and I thought about going with him as my receiver. Maybe you will, maybe you won't, but – Gunner was pretty decent last year in preseason. I think he caught a touchdown. I forget who it was from, but he gets open a lot. And if we're doing PPR scoring, which I hope we are,
which we are,
even more.
Yes, that's a great pick. Yes, we are doing PPR. Oh, and let's explain for that so that people don't think we're making. So it's standard scoring rules with PPR. And for defense, you get a point for a tackle, a point for a sack, a point for a pass defense, and then 2 points for a fumbled force, a 2 points for a fumble recover, and 2 points for an interception. So if you force and recover a fumble in the same play, that is 4 points for you. And also a touchdown. If you score the defensive touchdown, then that is also 6 points for you there. So that's our scoring table. We will try to our best to keep track of that.
If Gunner runs back a kick, can I get a touchdown for that?
Sure. We'll throw in special teams as well. That's triple, but it's not yards. I will not give you return yards. Right. I'll give you return touchdowns. But that's very fair. All right. So now I get to pick two. I'm going to take my quarterback off the board before you do. I'm going to take Mason Rudolph because I think he's going to get the entire second half. I think that Kenny and Mitchell split the first half, and then eventually Mason will go in and finish it out. And I think Tanner Morgan, we might see him in the second or third game, but I don't think we're seeing him in the first game. I think they're going to let Mason run the
game. Oh, yeah, we're going to do this every week, right? So this isn't preseason long.
This is just week by week. We will change up. Yeah. A guy's hurt, then you know that changes everything, right? So Mason's my second pick here. My third pick here. Ooh boy, man, it's tough because if Nick Herbig wasn't hurt, he might have been my second pick. Like he was in that range. I'm gonna go with Kenny Robinson, just because I think that he's gonna get some chances to make some plays. I think that he could be on a lot of different teams, and because they've been dealing with injuries at safety, they're going to want to see more of him. And if he gets an interception and he gets, like, he can also make some tackles, I'll be interested to see how that plays out. So Kenny Robinson, Mason Rudolph, I have one defensive player, my tight end, my quarterback. You have your running back and your wide receiver. Who are your next two picks?
I'm going to go with my two defensive guys here. Ooh. Number one, DeMarvin Leal.
Ooh, I like that.
I think he could easily get a sack, maybe even two. I've liked his motor since the early days of camp when he was missing time with some heat-related stuff and had some trouble breathing on day three or four or whatever it was. But, you know, they're using him a little bit as an outside linebacker, more of a stand-up pass rusher. The other day, it seemed like he was almost trying to disguise himself as like an inside linebacker in one of their defensive packages. So I think they want to see a decent amount out of the second year, third round pick. And with my other defensive selection, I will take Elijah Riley, slot corner, who has also made some plays on the ball in camp. He's another NFL caliber guy who's been productive, and they might want to take a long look at him and what he can do at nickel.
I like those picks there, but I like another player more. And now at this point, it kind of doesn't matter when we pick our guys, because now you need a quarterback, I know, a tight end. I need a running back, a wide receiver, and a defensive player. And
the strategy part's out. Now it's just who do you think's going to do well, basically.
Yeah. So let's do this now. I'm going to take the defensive lineman that I think you should have taken, and that's Isaiah Loudermilk, because I've seen him perform very well in training camp over the past week and a half, maybe 2 weeks. And I agree, DeMarvin Leal is the man. I think he's the future for the Steelers on defense, on the defensive line. But I also think that they kind of know that, and they might pull him a little bit sooner than I'd like. But Isaiah Loudermilk, with the depth on this defensive line, I think he's going to be in a bulk of the snaps, and he has looked really good. He's been stuffing runs. He's been getting out to quarterback. He's been winning reps on the inside, the outside. They've been moving him around. He's a different player this year. So I'm going to take Loudermilk and Kenny Robinson as my two defensive players. Then I guess it doesn't matter what order I do this. So at running back, I guess I'll take Jaylen Warren, because I think that he has the best chance to maybe like break a big play and get more snaps. I could take Najee Harris, because I think Najee Harris, like, if they get in the red zone, they're going to try to give him the football and let him finish the drive out. But I could see Jaylen Warren also being in that position, but also getting more snaps as they tell Najee, hey, go rest. We need you to be healthy for the season. So Jaylen Warren and Isaiah Loudermilk are my two picks there. I got one pick left, but you have your final two picks right here.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Connor Hayward as my tight end. I considered Kendrick Green, but, you know, I don't know about the volume for him coming out of the H-back spot. So, I'm going to go Connor Hayward. I think he'll play a lot, relatively speaking, to the rest of this group. You know, maybe should have gone with Rodney Williams, who showed a nice chemistry with Trubisky and Rudolph in practice on Wednesday. But that's a little obscure for me. So give me Hayward. He also, well, he could get some rushing yards too. We've seen him line up as a running back a lot in camp. And my own personal Mr. Irrelevant, I'll go with Kenny Pickett. I don't know if it's a good move, because like you said, Chris, he could play one series and be done. But I also think that, you know, if he doesn't look good, again, like I said, Tomlin could leave him in. So maybe I'm limiting my ceiling, but I could be giving myself a floor of like one touchdown pass with Kenny Pickett.
You could be, yeah. Because as much as they could want to pound it with Najee Harris, they might say, hey, Kenny, we want to see you work in the red zone there. And if he throws a touchdown, I just hope he throws it to Darnell Washington. That's what he needs to
do. No. The Kenny Pickett Gunnar Olszewski stack is looking good after what he said about Gunnar.
He's reliable.
On Tuesday. Yeah.
Although Gunner said that TJ's a tightwad, because he said he won't scrounge, he won't come up for snacks for his wide receivers. So that was that. It seems like, hey, they have a nice budding friendship that they kind of mess with each other a little bit. All right, so your full team is set. You have Kenny Pickett at quarterback, Anthony McFarland at running back, Gunnar Olszewski at wide receiver, Connor Hayward at tight end, and your two defensive players are DeMarvin Leal and Elijah Ridley. My team so far, Mason Rudolph, Jaylen Warren, missing a wide receiver, Darnell Washington at tight end, Kenny Robinson, and Isaiah Loudermilk on defense. My wide receiver is going to be Calvin Austin, because I think he'll have the best chance to he can also be in play for a return touchdown like Gunnar Olszewski is. I think he also has the best chance for, like, if they throw a screen his way, he can break it for a big play, or he can get open for a seam pass that's an easy touchdown. So I'll take Calvin Austin getting it here, though. I think that Gunnar Olszewski with PPR, that might be what puts him over for you against Calvin Austin, because I think that Gunnar Olszewski will get more targets, but Calvin Austin will have the bigger explosive play potential there. So we got some interesting matchups here on our fantasy teams.
Yeah, nobody picked George Pickens. Nobody picked Deontay Johnson. Maybe when we do this for weeks 2 and 3, maybe we expand it, pick a couple receivers, a couple running backs. We'll see. We're just feeling it out for
this
now.
This is experimental. Yeah, this is our first run at this. And also, like, the first preseason game, we have no idea how this is going to play out. The second preseason game, we will probably see significantly more of the starters. So then we will expand the rosters. We'll get more starters in there. Some people are thinking, why are you picking starters? It's because we don't think they're going to play that long. But in the second preseason game, that will change, and we'll expand it there. But as I said before, Brian's team, Kenny Pickett, Anthony McFarland, Gunnar Olszewski, Connor Hayward, DeMarvin Leal, Elijah Ridley, my team, Mason Rudolph, Jalen Warren, Calvin Austin, Darnell Washington, Kenny Robinson, and Isaiah Loudermilk. I'll put these teams on Twitter and see, and then that way we can follow along, and then we'll look at the box scores Saturday morning or Friday night, whenever we find time to do this, and see who won this matchup, and we'll revisit this next week on the North Shore Drive podcast. Brian, thanks so much for playing. Thanks so much for joining me here on the Friday edition of the North
Shore
Drive
podcast. I'll add up the stats, Chris. I don't know if I trust you.
Oh, really? What? Why don't you trust me? That's messed up, Brian. That's not cool, man. I listen, I'm out here. I got the spreadsheet and everything. If I really want to cheat, I'd change your stuff right now.
Your name's on the marquee, so you might have a little too much. Like, you won't let yourself lose this game. That's why I got to take another look.
Listen, buddy, I'm pretty good at editing stuff. I can, like, edit it and make it sound. I can, like, get an AI voice that sounds like Brian Batko and make you say, like some crazy name. Like, you'll say Ben Roethlisberger. And it's like, well, that's your quarterback. Too bad you picked them. I would. But anyways, thanks again, Brian, for joining us. And thanks to you to everyone for checking out the North Shore Drive podcast, your Monday, Wednesday, Friday show here at the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette that breaks all things down Pittsburgh sports. And we definitely focus on the Steelers when it's time to focus on the Steelers. But we'll have a lot more coming at you. We got a lot of great content. Jerry Dulac is on hand for us in Tampa Bay, so check out for his work at post-gazette.com and all the breakdowns we have there. We'll also have a post-game show, I believe, with us. It won't be us. There will be other people involved here, but we will have post-game content for you here on the North Shore Drive podcast and the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette stuff, so stay tuned for that. But of course, the Steelers, after this game, they return to training camp Sunday. We'll be on hand for that as well, and then we'll give you our insights as far as how they're taking the response to their first preseason game on the Monday episode of the North Shore Drive podcast. Again, thanks everyone for tuning in. We'll see you next week right here from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the North Shore Drive podcast from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. If you watch this video on YouTube, please like the video and subscribe to our channel. For 3 months of digital access to post-gazette.com at 99 cents, click the link below in the description.